T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, our 610 Sports Radio Chiefs insider, joining us this morning as the draft has now concluded. I know it's three years out we're supposed to determine drafts, and I think that that is actually fair, Pete. But it looks like to me the Chiefs got a lot of work done, jump starting with that trade, but then on through the weekend.
Yeah, and I think the trade was key to it all, right? So you take care of your biggest need, which I think the Chiefs realized they weren't going to be able to address in the draft with a day one starter. And now you have one who has started at left tackle in the NFL before in Orlando Brown. So what that allowed them to do was really just wait and see how the board fell to them. And I think one of the scouts over the weekend said, it just couldn't have gone any more perfectly. I believe it was Mike Braganzi, one of those personnel men top but below Brett Veach, where they had needs, and linebacker, for example, is one, offensive line is another, wide receiver, you were able to get your tight end. And so at the end of it, they came away with six players not only did they feel good about, but certainly positions of need right away and in the next year. So take away the Orlando Brown trade, it's probably an A, maybe a B-plus floor draft. But if you include Orlando Brown, and you did trade a first-round pick for him, you're probably looking at an A or an A-plus, at least right now. Again, you mentioned it. It's so hard to know, especially with some of these guys who may not contribute into year two or year three. But so far, so good when it comes to need.
Yeah, I think so. And I think part of the reason why the Chiefs aren't getting like the love, if you will, is because the guys that they needed to add aren't sexy. They're beef, man. They're offensive linemen and inside linebackers. Like, you look around and people get excited about skill position players because of fantasy football. But I think what the Chiefs did, I think you can make the case they had one of the best off seasons in the NFL, and they filled every need that they had.
Well, it was unprecedented, without a doubt. I mean, you had an offensive line that was on display in the Super Bowl that was just killed. It was ravaged. And don't forget, there were two opt-outs. There were two injuries to guys who typically won't get injured. But, your backups or your backups just did not have any chance in the Super Bowl. And you didn't have the depth that you needed. And even before the draft even began, they had completely reversed course and had five potential new starters at the positions, and ones that you would feel good about. So just as far as rebuilding the offensive line, both before the draft, and then you add two more pieces during the draft, I just think a very nice job at a clear position of need. And I think, because of the Super Bowl and how bad it was, I think a little bit lost here has just been how much Patrick Mahomes makes a difference. And it seems funny because he's just been releasing these smiley face emojis every time they add an offensive lineman. But you give him protection, you're going to win most football games. He's that good. And so I think he knows that. And so they took care of that and added some nice pieces as well.
Pete, I think what's interesting, too, the two times in the last 3 years, the Chiefs were embarrassed in their final game on national television, and they blew up that part of the team that embarrassed them. They did it with the defense in 18. They did it with the offensive line again. It's almost like the Chiefs are like, all right, we're not going to be embarrassed again. We're going to go over and above trying to fix things instead of just being like, oh, no, we'll be fine. We'll figure it out. They absolutely take like a fan's mentality and just rebuild that part of the football team that absolutely embarrassed them.
There is a little bit of like Madden to it with Brett Veach, where he's just like, that's it. I'm going to go hit the waiver wire and I'm going to add whoever I need. You knew the Chiefs were really serious about the offensive line when you blinked when free agency opened and Joe Tooney was on board. And you were like, I didn't even realize they needed a guard. And they went out and got the best one. And then they wanted Trent Williams, who again, it was a little bit atypical for the Chiefs. They're usually investing in younger talent, but they just knew it was such a need. And so when that didn't work out, they continued to get creative, talk to teams, and ended up finding an answer in their rival, which even makes it doubly better in the idea that, you know, you were able to take Brown from a Ravens team, and Brown, even talking to him just on the Zoom, just seems ultra motivated to prove that he deserves to be a left tackle in this league, and he wants to be the best. So it seems like a good makeup player. And then again, what that afforded you the ability to do is not have to reach in the draft at all, which I don't think they did. They only made the one trade up.
What did you think of that trade up? I thought they might go tight end a little bit earlier, but make the trade to get Noah Gray.
Yeah, that was the only trade of the draft. We've seen Brett Veach be more aggressive in the past, but I think it was a strong move. If you look at Kyle Pitts, that was certainly the player that I think everybody was coveting, but that was going to go really early. And then there were eight tight ends between what would be Pitts and Gray. And I think what the Chiefs are doing in the mid-rounds there is just looking for the tools and someone that they could potentially develop under Travis Kelce, someone that they could inject into the lineup with similar traits if Kelce needs to take a play or two off. He is over the age of 30 now, so maybe he wouldn't be playing necessarily 90% of snaps. Maybe it's only down to 80%, but there isn't as much of a drop-off. That's something that Brett Veach has noted. And we know Andy Reid's affinity for these two tight end sets. People are going to laugh a little bit here when I drop the name, but I don't think the Chiefs have really had a strong option there since Demetrius Harris left the team for Cleveland. That was back in 2019. And this guy, I think, has the potential to be better than Demetrius. I thought it was telling that Travis Kelce, pretty immediately after Noah Gray was drafted, he retweeted our Arrowhead Pride pick for him. That was the only time he did that over the weekend, so I think he's embracing that mentorship role. And who knows here? If they have similar traits to, or if they're comparing him with similar traits to Travis Kelce, who knows what he can develop into? I think sometimes we forget Kelce had that redshirt year in 13, and then he was really a developmental player under Anthony Fasano, and it was that third year when you said, oh, we have something special here. So Gray's going to have some time as well.
Talking with Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, our Chiefs insider here on 610 Sports Radio. And which player do you look at in this draft class that has maybe like the best chance of hitting the ground running and really contributing to this team?
Well, you look at the linebacker room, and Nick Bolton, I think, jumps out just because of the numbers game there. But we felt the same way about Willie Gay last year, and it seemed like last year, again, was more of a developmental year for Willie Gay, and they're going to be eyeing him this year to really get a little bit more involved. And so I look one pick later to Creed Humphrey. And you think about who they had in place before that, where Austin Blythe was in here. Don't forget, Austin Ryder is no longer with the team. Austin Blythe from the Rams is in here. They were talking about Nick Allegretti potentially playing center. They even floated Joe Tooney over. And then one thing Brett Veach said after Creed Humphrey joined the team is now we don't have to worry about moving Joe Tooney from left guard. And so that to me tells you, okay, this guy has a real potential to start at center immediately. They did it with Mitch Morse a few years back, and that worked out really well. And what they kept on saying this year about Creed is the idea that this is a bigger body. They really bolstered these big-bodied offensive linemen. They don't want a soul to touch Patrick Mahomes this year. And I think Humphrey already, it's seeming like, they feel that he would be the best option at center.
Do you think the Chiefs will give up a sack this year?
I do. And hopefully on that one sack, Bob, Patrick Mahomes stays healthy.
Bob's very disappointed by that.
I think they could go sackless this year.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you ever seen a team go sackless in a season? Has that ever happened?
It's rare to see anything go sackless in the season, but you never know. I mean, that is certainly something to reach for.
I've watched the winless Lions. They had no sacks.
Well, sackless teams.
I could see like a defense not getting a sack for the season, but like the offensive line, like what's the fewest number of sacks ever given up in a season?
I did watch a season in Kansas City where a wide receiver didn't have a touchdown, so anything is possible.
That's kind of where I'm getting at. Like anything is possible. I say this year, let's shoot for a sackless season.
Why not?
Cornell Powell, the fifth round wide receiver, a little bit taller, a little bit bigger build. Is this a Sammy replacement type? What do you think of how he fits into this offense?
I think, the Chiefs are hopeful. I think they really feel like that this was their hidden gem of the draft, considering the production wasn't consistent over the 4 years. And that's something to do with the wide receivers that simply just come through Clemson. And so, you know, Cornell Powell, he had a nice second half. He put up about 800 yards. And I think they like his size and his weight. After Sammy Watkins left, they were looking for somebody with that 6'1", 200 and change type of guy. They tried to get Juju Smith-Schuster, which didn't work out. And they tried to go and get Josh Reynolds. So now they can really mold a player of their own in a sense. And one underrated part I think I like about it is it really, I think, gets the attention of DeMarcus Robinson, McCole Hardman, and Byron Pringle, and says, you know, there's going to be competition here, and each and every year we're going to continue to try to bolster that competition. So really seems, especially for McCole, like a now or never type of deal, because if not, you know, this kid might be ready this year, and certainly if not this year, he should be ready to be in that Sammy Watkins role next year. So pressure's on for some of these vets.
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, our 610 Sports Radio Chiefs Insider. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, boys.
And check them out, arrowheadpride.com. Fantastic resource, obviously, for the Chiefs fans. The rookies are in town this week.
For the Chiefs fan in you.
The Chiefs fan in you.
Is it in you?
The rookies in town this week. I know
for
that
football lover in you.
That was like a question for Brett Veach. Like, what schedule's been agreed to? It was kind of funny, yes. I think, because you're like, oh yeah, they're supposed to be here. Rookies are going to be here. Rookies are going to be here this week. So the other offseason stuff.
They're not still part of the union yet.
Still to be negotiated, but the rookies will be in town, going through the paces.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.